Say Jazakumullahu khairan to Mufti Sahab for that beautiful explanation. We have explained that the various nations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sent in the world, when they followed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they had attained success. And when they did not make the Islah, when they did not work on this Ruh, then these were the nations that were totally destroyed. In simple terms, in the hadith that he had mentioned in the beginning, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, Ala inna fil jasadi la mudghah, that verily in the body of this human being, there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If this piece of flesh is corrected, then the entire body of a person is corrected. Now a person, you'll find that his eyes is looking in the correct direction. Now a person, his heart is cleansed. He does not harbor any ill feelings for his Muslim brother. He does not have jealousy for somebody. He does not regard himself to be superior to another person. Why? Because that piece of flesh has been corrected. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if this piece of flesh is corrupt, so the result of it, we'll see it in the entire body, that the entire body will become corrupt. And Nabi alayhi salam further explained that what is this piece of flesh? Ala wa hiya al-qalb. That this is the heart of a person. So the effort of Islam, this is an effort that is on the heart of a person. Now, a very, very important aspect of Islam is that a person to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one of the greatest barriers is gunas, is sins. That whenever sin comes in between, now this becomes an obstacle from a person reaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says there was a certain friend of his that was in hospital. He was hospitalized because his sugar level was very, very high. So they tried to stabilize his condition, bring the sugar levels down, but they were unable to do that. So finally, the nurse, when she went to attend to him, she found that there were chocolate wrappers that were under his pillows. So whenever he had an opportunity, he was now eating chocolates. So obviously the sugar level was rising all the time. So similarly in this path also, a person tries to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He makes every effort in trying to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when gunas come in between, then this immediately becomes an obstacle from a person reaching his goal, reaching his destination, reaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا. That external gunas, external sins, leave this out as well. Wabatina and internal gunas. This is the sins of the heart, that both these gunas should be left out. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, that Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad al-nas, aw kama qal. That stay away from haram, stay away from gunas. And if you're able to stay away from gunas, you will become the greatest worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Staying away from gunas will be much more than all the nafil that you are making. This is the greatest ibadat of Allah ta'ala, that you stay away from gunas. In a kitab called Al-Ashba wa Nazahir, in this kitab it is mentioned, لَتَرْكُ ذَرَّةٍ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. To leave an atom of those things which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stopped us and prohibited us from, even an atom's weight, this is more virtuous than the ibadat of insan and jinnah put together. Just staying away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why in Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also mentioned that who are the friends of Allah? Allah ta'ala didn't say it is those people that will read tahajjud namaz. Allah ta'ala didn't say it is those people that will fast throughout the year. Allah ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illal muttaqoon. That those that have taqwa, that stay away from the disobedience of Allah, and they obey every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now many a times we become a little frightened that I am involved in gunas, or I have a lot of desire to commit gunas. So this desire that we have to commit gunas, this shouldn't frighten us. Because a person that has that desire to commit gunas, this person has the potential and he has the ability of becoming the friend and become a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't have this desire within him, he cannot become the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For example, the malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, if you take the most beautiful hoor of Jannat and put her in the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, nothing will happen to Jibreel alayhi salam, because Allah ta'ala has created them without desire. That is why it's not permissible to refer to the malaika as awliya, as the friends of Allah. They are not the awliya of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only that person that has desire within him, he can act upon that desire. That person can become a wali, and that person can become a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So just that a person has to control himself, and a person has to stay away from these carnal desires which Allah ta'ala has placed. Now what happens many a times also, is when a person is involved in gunas, Now you tell him that, brother, you have to leave this. This is not permissible. So what he thinks to himself, I want to make tawbah. I want to change my life also. But for the last occasion, let me just do this guna one more time. And thereafter I will make tawbah. Thereafter I will change my life. Allama Busayri rahmatullahi alayhi, he explains this in a poem. And he says, One nafsu kattifli in tuhmilu shabba ala hubbi radai. That this nafs of a person, this carnal desire which Allah Ta'ala has placed in the human being, he says this nafs is like a child. In tuhmilhu shabba ala hubbi radai. If the mother leaves this child, the mother that is breastfeeding this child, if the mother has to leave this child and continues breastfeeding this child will grow up breastfeeding throughout his life. He will come to the age of 6 years old, 7 years old, he will still be breastfeeding. Why? Because the mother did not wean off this child. In وَالنَّفْسُ كَالطِّفْلِ إِن تُهْمِلُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَتِمِ. And if the mother has to wean off that child, then the child will be weaned off. It is a difficult situation for the mother, that when she has to wean off that child, she also goes through a lot of pain, for the child also is craving for that milk. But the mother has to make that effort, get that child away. The mother also has to get away, and then the child will be weaned off. But a person, that child, that a mother says, no, I can't put my child through this difficulty. Let me give the child one more occasion, and continues in this way, that child will never be weaned off. In another poem he says, فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاسِ كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا. That don't try to break these desires of yours, these haram desires that you have. Don't try to break them with the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. By saying that, let me do it one more time. And after indulging in this one more time, then I'm going to give it up. He says, فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاسِ كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا إِنَّ الطَّعَامَ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النِّهَمِ. That food, it increases, it strengthens the sensual desires that you have. That the more you will indulge in this, you'll get desire now more to continue with that guna. You do it one more time, you say, let me do it for the last time. That desire to do this guna will become even more greater, more and more. But if a person that breaks it off, then we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect a person to remove him from that guna. There's a sickness known as ju'ul baqar, that the hunger of a cow, where a person he eats, the more he eats, the more he wants. He can't stop eating. The more he eats, the more he wants. And there's another sickness where a person, the oceans cannot quench his thirst. When he starts drinking, he tries to stop. But the more he drinks, the more he desires to drink. So we find similarly, this is the situation with gunas. That when a person indulges in gunas, and he says, let me do it one more time, for the last time, the more he will do it, the more he will increase in it. But when a person breaks this desire, then a person will be able to give it up forever, inshallah, with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in great detail in the Quran by means of an incident where we can derive a lesson from. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. That did you not see to a look or towards a group of the Bani Israel that came after Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. This group that came, this was in the time of Shamwil alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of this group. Is قَالُوا لِنَبِي. When these people of Shamwil alayhi salatu wa salam, they told the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكَ. That appoint for us a king. نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And with this king we will make jihad and we will fight in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, knowing the mizaj, knowing the temperament of the people, what did he say? He said, قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. He said that perhaps, if jihad has been prescribed for you people, then you're not going to go and fight in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was a quality of Bani Israel, that a very, very rebellious nation. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave them any instruction, they always went against the grain, went against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here also he said that if jihad is prescribed for you people, you won't make jihad in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they told the Nabi of Allah, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلَ. What is wrong with us? That we won't make jihad in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. We have been removed from our homes, from our children. But when jihad was now made obligatory upon him, فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ. When jihad was made obligatory upon them, they turned away. They didn't make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Except for a few from amongst these people. So nevertheless, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it said that now a king was appointed for him by the name of Talut. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ. That when Talut, he had taken his army and now he had departed from Baytul Muqaddas. So he told his people, he told his army, he had an army of approximately 800,000, of 80,000 people. So he said, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. That Allah Ta'ala is going to test you. Allah Ta'ala will put you through a test. That as we proceed, we're going to come across a river. The Jordan River we're going to come across. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. It was an extremely hot day. But the command on this occasion is don't drink from the river. This is the command of Allah Ta'ala. That don't drink from the river. Whoever drinks from this river, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. He's not from amongst me. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And that person that does not taste the water of this river, then that person is from amongst us. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي. Except a person that takes a little bit, one or two handfuls, and he drinks a little bit and he continues. But a person that will fulfill his desire here, and he will drink from this river to his heart's content, he is not from amongst the army. So nevertheless, it was an extremely hot day. So yeah, the test came about. So they went ahead. When they came to the river, Allah Ta'ala says, فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. That they had drunken from the river, except for a few of them. It is mentioned, Mufassirin have written, that 80,000 people in the army of Talut, only approximately 313 people did not drink the water from this river. They, 313, they restrained themselves. They controlled that desire that was within them. That on this extremely hot day, we want to drink this water. But let us hold back this desire of ours. And the remainder, they drank from it. Now what was the result? What was the consequence when they had drunken from that water? Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ. That when Talut and this army that was to Talut, they went further now. So those that had drunken from the river, the result and the consequence was they said, لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. That now we don't have the strength. We cannot fight against Jalut and his army. We're supposed to be making jihad. But the consequence and the result of drinking and breaking the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was that now they did not have the strength now to fight against the army. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ. That when they had met with Jalut and his army, when Talut and Jalut, the two armies met, those that didn't drink from the river, 313, what dua they made, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. O Allah, pour patience upon us. O Allah, you grant us steadfastness on this occasion. Small army, 313. But Allah, you grant us steadfastness. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامًا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And wallah, you assist us against the kuffar. And these were the 313 that obeyed the command of Allah. When they obeyed the command of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That they defeated the army of Jalut by the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those that obeyed the command of Allah, those that controlled that desire that they had, that burning desire to drink that water, when they controlled that, Allah Ta'ala granted them that strength and Allah Ta'ala granted them victory over the army. And those that drank from the water, we find that that resistance that they had within them, that was now completely wiped out from them. They couldn't resist themselves. So similarly in gunas also, when a person says, let me do this guna one last time in my life, I won't do it again. Let me take that enjoyment, then I'm going to make tawbah. So here Allah Ta'ala save us, there's a fear that when a person will indulge in this, that resistance which Allah Ta'ala has given him, this will be wiped out. Obviously a person can make tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ready to forgive us. At any stage and at every stage Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. But a person shouldn't do this. In another verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, regarding those people that put on the ihram and they're going to Makkah al-Mukarrama. So a person that is in the state of ihram, it's not permissible for him to hunt an animal also. And leave hunting an animal. Allah is not even permitted to make ishara to tell a hunter who's not in ihram, to even make ishara and tell him there's an animal, hunt that animal down. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O people of iman, لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ. That Allah Ta'ala is going to test you. With this animal of prey, Allah Ta'ala is going to test you here as well. Because they desired to hunt, they wanted that animal. So Allah Ta'ala will test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ. To such an extent, that animal that you want to hunt, you won't have to go behind that animal. You won't have to go looking for that animal. That animal will be at your fingertips. It will be at your hands. It will be at the length of your spears. You'll just have to shoot it. You'll just have to hit it down. And you got that animal. So Allah Ta'ala will test you. Bring that animal before you. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ. So that Allah Ta'ala knows that who will fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the unseen. So these type of tests will exist. Today this test won't exist for us. Because today we are traveling by plane. 7 hours, 8 hours we in Jeddah. 7 hours, 8 hours we in Madinah al-Munawwara. But where does our test come in? That Ya Allah Ta'ala has given us. Today the cell phone is in our fingers. And we are sitting in our bedroom. A person is sitting on his bedroom. Our Hazrat says that the West has made such an effort that before, if a person wanted to commit a guna, then a person had to leave the confines of his home. He had to go out to go and commit that guna. A man that wanted to gamble, he had to leave the confines of his home. He had to go out and go and gamble. Any sin that a person wanted to commit, he had to leave his home and go out. But today the West has made such an effort that a person in the midst of his bedroom, within the confines of his bedroom, a person just opens his cell phone, pornography is available, gambling is available, every type of guna is available at the palms of a person. So here our test comes in. Allah Ta'ala will test you that here you've got it in your hand. So Allah Ta'ala will test you that who is it that will fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is a time where a person should hold himself back. A person that will indulge, this will become an obstacle and a barrier for a person to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is our sabak. This is what we are revising more for ourselves and for all our satis. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. However, our mashayikh have made it so easy for us. The Raza Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi has written that a person that wants to give up gunas is very, very easy for a person. You got that sincere inclination to give up that guna, that sincere niyat, that sincere desire that I want to give it up. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for a person as well. So here a person is required to do three things. The first thing that a person should do, he should have himmat. A person should have courage. Every person within himself, Allah Ta'ala has placed that courage in him. As it says that some, gives an example, he says that the workers that we have sometimes in the shop, so when the boss many a time he tells the worker, do this work here, but he can't get it right. He doesn't do the job properly. But he says that same worker, now when he has to steal, he says that how he steals and how he makes a plan and how he is gone with whatever he has stolen also. Here the boss's mind doesn't work, that when I give him work he can't do it, but look at how he uses his intellect to now steal. So that himmat Allah Ta'ala has given every person. And this himmat that Allah Ta'ala has placed within us, this is that himmat that we need to use. For example, in the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was now seduced by Zulaykha, وَرَاوَدَتُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, she even closed all the doors, she locked all the doors. A lock is put onto every door. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ, and now she invites him, that come, get involved in this. So at that time, Yusuf alayhi salam, that himmat that was within him, that courage that was within Yusuf alayhi salam, he didn't say that now there's nothing I can do, these doors are locked. He knows that the doors are locked. But the courage that was within Yusuf alayhi salam, he uses that courage. And what does he do? Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ, that they run now towards the door. He runs towards a locked door. And when he ran towards that locked door, when he used that courage that was within him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ensured that those doors opened up. Those locks broke open and those doors opened up. And now he came out, وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. So when Zulaykha was running, she caught his kurta from the back, tried to grip the kurta, and she tore it from the back. And when they come out, on the other side of the door, is the minister of Egypt. So now look at that woman now, who was, she had the evil intention, how she turns the story all the way around. And this is exactly what Hazrat explained, that happens many a time. A man gets involved, he's in some haram affair, and when he's caught out, then the woman will turn the story the other way around. Or, for example, now he wants to make tawbah, he wants to leave this relationship. At that time now, that woman will blackmail him. And she will say, you want to leave. You see how I'll expose you. I'll tell your wife. I'll tell your family members. So you're also exactly the same she had done. قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءٍ. She tells the minister of Egypt that what is the punishment of that man who had intended evil with your wife? إِلَّا أَيُّسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Except that he must be imprisoned, he must be given a painful punishment. But again, look at the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Yusuf al-Islam used that courage that was within him, there was a little child that was in that room. And this little child in infancy, this is one of the children that spoke up in infancy. This child spoke up. And this child gave testimony. And the child said that, I'm giving you a principle. That you now make the decision on the principle that I'm giving you. إِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلْ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. That if the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is torn from the front, فَصَدَقَتْ, then your wife is truthful. And Yusuf alayhi salam is from the liars. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرْ. And if the shirt is torn from the back, فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Then your wife is a liar and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is truthful. Obviously when he saw the shirt, فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. So he saw that it is torn from the back. So Ya Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. That this plot of woman, this is a very, very great plot. That watch out, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ دَعِيفًا. The plot of shaitan is still very, very weak. But the plot of a woman, this is a very, very great, great plot and great trickery. Beware of the plot of a woman. So nevertheless, the first thing is use the himmat. Use that himmat which Allah Ta'ala has placed in us. Hazrat Rakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi gives a beautiful example of this. Regarding this himmat, he says that on one occasion, all the rats, they got together. And they said that this cat that is here in our locality is troubling us. All the time eating up all the rats that are here. So now we got to make a plan. Put this cat away once and for all. So that in his beautiful way explains, he said that now they needed to get strong. In our terms, the rats had to do some bodybuilding. So what they did, they said, no, you get a vitamin. But the vitamin is in England. You got to now import that vitamin. So they imported the vitamin. And then they partook of this vitamin. And within 1-2 weeks, the rats were now strong. They were big in size also. So nevertheless, they said, now we're ready for the cat. So they made mashwara. They said that, how are we going to attack this cat now? So one rat said that, no, you know what? I will go and I'll bite off the ears. Another one said, I'll bite off the tail. Another one said, I'll pull out the eyes. So they all made their mashwara. So the time was fixed. On that appointed time, they all now proceeded for the cat. And it so happened that the cat had typhoid also. It was very, very sick on that day. So as they proceeded, the cat got a shock of his life. Normally I'm running behind the rats. Today they all coming towards me. So nevertheless, they proceeded further. But when they came close to the cat was so sick. But in spite of his sickness, one meow of that cat, just one meow and a weak meow because they had typhoid. What happened? All those rats with all the vitamins and all the plans all completely dispersed. Why? What's the reason? Hazrat says that the heart that the cat has, all the hearts of the rat put together is not equal to the heart of one cat. This is the heart that Allah Ta'ala has put in that cat, the power of that heart. All the hearts of all the animals put together is nothing in comparison to the heart of the lion in the jungle. One roar of the lion and all those animals are gone from the jungle. Because the lion is there. Similarly, we find all the hearts of the kuffar put together can never be equal to the heart of a single mu'min. And the hearts of all the mu'mineen put together can never be equal to the hearts of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are people that Allah Ta'ala has given us these hearts. So as it explains here, that this heart that Allah Ta'ala has given us, use that heart, make that himmat, that I'm not going to break this command of Allah, I'm going to fulfill this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if a person makes this himmat, he will be able to refrain from the disobedience of Allah. So this is the first thing, that a person should make that himmat. The second thing, after making this himmat, now a person, he turns to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now he makes dua unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, first he made the himmat. After making the himmat, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions that, what does Yusuf alayhi salam say? وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ. Wallah, if you didn't turn away the plots of these women from me, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I would have also inclined towards these women. I would have also went towards Zulaykha. And all these women that cut their hands, I would have also inclined towards these women. Had it not been the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was making hijrat, when he had left with his wife, they came across a very, very oppressive king. So this oppressive king, any woman that he got hold of, he would fulfill his desire with that woman. So nevertheless, when he found out, the people told him that there's a young man coming, he's got a very beautiful wife with him. So immediately, he got hold of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he got hold of the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sarah. So when he got hold of her, now he wanted to fulfill his desire with her. But what did she do at that time? Immediately she made wudu. And she read 2 rakats of namaz. And then she made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma in kuntu amantu bika wa bi rasulik. Wallah, if I brought iman upon you, and I brought iman upon your rasul, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ahsantu farji illa ala zawji. And I took care, I protected my chastity, except for my husband. فَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيَّ الْكَافِرِ. Don't give this kafir the upper hand over me. What was the result of this dua? It is mentioned that this king, he began choking. His breath became heavy, began choking. And he started kicking his leg onto the ground, now like a person that is going to leave the world. So she got frightened that I'm with this king, and now if he has to die in this state, this was from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So she again made dua. Allahumma إِيَّمُتْ يُقَالْ هِيَ قَتَلَتْهُ فَأَرْسِلْ. Wallah, if this man has to die in this condition, then people are going to say that this is the woman that killed him. Wallah, fa'arsi, let him go. Please let him go. So it is mentioned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala left him. He proceeded, he went ahead with his plan for the second time. Again she did the same thing, namaz and dua. When she did this, again the same situation. Again she got frightened and she made dua. Three times this happened. And on the third time, the king realized that this is no normal person. This is no normal human being. This woman has got her ta'alluq directly with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what did he say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْتُمْ إِلَيَّ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا That you haven't sent to me except this is a shaitan that you had sent to me. So take this woman away. And this is that occasion when he had given Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam a slave girl as a gift. So the Sara, that take the slave girl and go from here. And that is when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, she had gifted the slave girl to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he got married to her. And from there we had Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So nevertheless, here also, look, immediately they turned to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So at that time when this desire comes into a person, some ibadat, some zikr of Allah, some tilawat of Quran Sharif, a person should make at that time, that through the barakat of this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect a person. And the third thing is Rakim Sahib. So one is the huge that himmat which Allah Ta'ala has given a person. The second thing, involve yourself in some ibadat. And the third thing, go to our mashayikh. Go to the Ahlullah. Go to the awliya. And ask them to make dua for us. That you make dua for me. That I'm going through this difficulty. I'm going through this problem. That make dua for me. And when they will make dua for us, their duas will work miracles for us. Whatever problems we in, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through the blessings of their duas, Allah Ta'ala will remove us from those problems. Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, many a time you must have heard of him. That he was no alim of deen, but he was a government official. But when he stayed in the companionship of Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, how Allah Ta'ala elevated him. That when great people like Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would be present, Khaja Sahib would be speaking. He'll be giving bayan in front of senior ulama. How Allah Ta'ala elevated him. Jigar Muradabadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. A person that was a drunkard, he meets Khaja Sahib on one occasion. He says that when you're going to Thana Bone, he sees that, look at this man, sunnah beard, according to sunnah he is living. He says, when you're going Thana Bone, I also want to come Thana Bone. But he says, one condition. He says, this bottle of mine, I don't leave this bottle. Wherever I go, I take the bottle. So you must take me, but I'm going to come with the bottle to Thana Bone as well. So he says, I'll have to ask Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah. Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah says, yeah, in the Khanqa, this is a public place. But a kafir, at your home you can entertain him at your house also, there's no problem. So no problem, bring him and come. So when he meets Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, just for a short meeting. And what does he say? He says that, Hazrat, make dua for me. He says, what dua you want? He says, one dua that I want a sunnat beard. A person that was a fasik, perpetual drunkard, he is saying that I want a sunnat beard. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah made that dua for him. He says, the other dua that I want, that Allah Ta'ala must give me the tawfiq of giving up this evil of drinking. That's the second dua. The third dua that I want, Allah Ta'ala must bless me with Hajj of Baytullah. And the fourth dua is Khatama al-Iman. That I must leave this world with Iman. A short visit, just met Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. And Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh gives him these duas. And every dua that he asked for, every need of his was fulfilled. Sunnat beard also he had. His drinking also he had given up. And that too, at once, he just stopped the drinking. Doctor said, you'll die. You can't stop drinking like this. Gradually you have to cut down. So he said, how much more am I going to live if I have to cut down gradually? He said, maybe a couple of more years, what else will happen? So he says, I rather die now in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala than dying in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And he gave up the drinking also. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with Hajj of Baytullah also. So all this came just by taking the dua of the friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi, on one occasion, he'd seen a young boy. And this boy, he was drunk, he was out on the floor, intoxicated, unconscious, with vomit all on his face. So Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah, these are the awliya that we normally fear, we don't want to go near them. But they have a lot of compassion, a lot of softness in their heart for every servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We might be the greatest of sinners, but they got love for every servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah, he starts washing him, cleanses him up, comes to his conscience, oh, you are washing me. I thought that these awliya, they stay far. Says, no, this is not the situation. So in a short while, this young boy, he reached a very, very high stage. So when he reached a very high stage, he made dua to Allah, Ibrahim bin Adham, that Ya Allah, so quickly you took him so high. So quickly, in such a short span of time, you elevated him so high. So Allah Ta'ala inspires Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says, that, O Ibrahim, anta ghassalta wajhahu li ajli. That because of me, you washed his face. He was lying in that filth. For me, you washed his face. وَأَنَا غَسَّلْتُ قَلْبَهُ لِأَجْلِكَ I washed his heart because of you, I made him my friend also. So this is the awliya of Allah Ta'ala. Just make, go to them, ask them to make dua. As Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah has written, he says, ask your sheikh to make dua for you. Ask your sheikh to make dua for your Islam. The duas will work miracles through the duas. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will connect us with him. So we find these are the three great advices that As Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah has given, that use that himmat which Allah Ta'ala has given you. Get involved in some ibadat at that time and go and ask the awliya of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to make dua. Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he asked Imam Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, Hazrat, ke tasawuf ka maqsad kya hai? What is the objective of tasawuf? What is the reason that a person must make his islah? So much of emphasis is laid on islah. Today also this islah jalsa that is taking place, and wherever Hazrat is traveling, the emphasizing that make islah, what is the objective of this islah? At various occasions, various answers have been given. But on this particular occasion, when Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayh asked Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, then what is the objective of Islam? He said, insan ke rag rag aur reshe reshe se gunao ka khot nikal jaye, that gunah must come out of the veins and from a person in totality. This is the objective of the tasawuf. That gunah, we must leave gunahs. And many, many people, alhamdulillah, we see that people, what was their condition? When they came and they joined this effort, they stayed with the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that in a short span of time, trading this path and reaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala became very, very easy. Allah ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. My respected elders and brothers, is mentioned, I read in one kitab, is mentioned that there are three people, the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with three people. The first person that the help of Allah ta'ala is with, a man that has a sincere desire, he wants to build a masjid. But he doesn't have the means, he doesn't have the wealth, he doesn't have the manpower to build that masjid. But he's got a sincere desire that I want to build the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's help is with that person. Allah will make it easy for him to fulfill that objective and that desire of his. The second person, a man that has got a daughter, and that daughter has come of marriageable age. He doesn't have the means of getting his daughter married. Although nikah is very, very simple and sunnah, the sunnah is very, very simple. But a person doesn't have the means. That person, when he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's help is with that person. And the third person, a man that is involved in some type of evil, some type of guna, and he has a sincere intention, that sincere desire, that, oh Allah, this guna, I want to leave it out. I want to now become your wali. I want to become your friend. That sincere desire that he has in his heart, on that desire, Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with him. Allah Ta'ala will sooner or later, Allah will take him out of that. Allah Ta'ala will remove that guna. And Allah Ta'ala will make him his friend. So that desire must be genuine within us. That I want to leave this, tread the path, according to our means, according to our ability. And Allah Ta'ala will open the way for us. One occasion, one young boy, I will terminate now inshallah, one boy came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayh, and he told Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayh, that Hazrat, that I'm involved in guna, and I fear the azab of Allah Ta'ala. But now look at the request this young boy came with. He says, I want to continue with this guna. This guna that I'm involved in, I want to continue with this. I don't want to give it up. But at the same time, I want to be protected from the azab of Allah. That I must do this also, but on the other side, I'm safe from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah said, no problem. If you can do one of these things, if you can do these things, then you can continue with your guna also, and you will be protected from the azab of Allah Ta'ala also. He said, the first thing is that, he says, when you want to commit the guna, then you must hide somewhere. That conceal yourself. Hide somewhere and commit this guna, where Allah Ta'ala cannot see you. So he realized this is impossible. That wherever he is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. Allah is Sami'un Basir. Allah is all watching. Allah is all hearing. So Allah Ta'ala is going to see him. So this is impossible. He said the second thing, that if you want to commit this guna, he says, then the first thing is that no, Allah Ta'ala is not watching you. The second thing he mentioned, that you don't eat the risk of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The sustenance that you eat, go and bring your own sustenance. Because whatever we're eating here, it is the risk from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is providing us. Don't eat the sustenance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third thing he mentioned, that don't live in the land of Allah Ta'ala. Go out of the land of Allah Ta'ala and commit the guna out of the land of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the fourth thing that he mentioned, he says, when you go into the qabr, he says that at that time, tell Malakul Maut, tell Munkar and Nakir, that don't question me. That don't question me regarding my amal, regarding my deeds. If you can do these four things, he says, then you can commit the guna also, and you're protected from the adab of Allah Ta'ala. So here he realized that all this is totally impossible. That how can I get my own sustenance? How can I go out of the world? Where am I going to go? Where am I going to stop Munkar and Nakir from questioning me? So there he made Tawbah and he became the wali and the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just to mention, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahib, 2 years ago, he had come to our Jalsa in Azadwal. And there he mentioned an incident where we can all take some lesson from. He mentioned that there was a wealthy person. This person was so wealthy, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so much of wealth. This is the evil and the consequence of gunas. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to refrain from gunas. This person, he was extremely wealthy. And he was so busy that he didn't have 5 minutes, he didn't have 10 minutes to give somebody for an appointment also. This is how occupied he was. But when he phoned Mufti Sahib after many years, and he says, I want an appointment with you. So Mufti Sahib said, okay, no problem, come in, I'll give you an appointment. So he got an appointment, he went to meet him. He tells Mufti Sahib that I was a multi-millionaire. Allah Ta'ala blessed me with a lot of wealth. I was so occupied, I did not have time for anyone. He says that all the businesses that I had, he says, today I was with this woman, tomorrow that woman, tomorrow that woman. He says, all my businesses are gone. And he says, the last phone call that I made to you, this was the last 2 rand in my pocket that I had. I used this 2 rand to make this phone call to you. Everything Allah Ta'ala had taken it away. One person, he went to an alim in Pakistan. And he told the alim in Pakistan that I got a problem. Say, what's the problem? So he says, no, I don't have money. So he asked him that, how much do you earn? What are your expenses? He says that the company that I work for, that company has given me a company vehicle with fuel. So I don't have any fuel costs. I don't have the worry of maintaining my vehicle. Company has given me accommodation. I got a house to stay in. The company has given me a cook. The cook cooks in the house, meaning we don't have to do anything at home also. Everything is paid for. I got a medical aid. The company pays for the medical aid. And on top of that, I earn 75,000 rupees. He says, in spite of this, I'm short every month. So this is the result of gunas. When that barakat leaves the life of a person. And on the other side, we find the awliya of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the simplicity, what enjoyment Allah ta'ala has given them. Ibrahim al-Adam rahmatullahi, when he left his kingdom, and he went out into the jungles. At that time, what did he take? He took with him one cup. He took with him a cup. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi has written this in his kashkol. He says he took him one cup. He took with him one bucket. He took with him a pillow. And he took with him a rope. Just 4 things he took. And he went out. So as he was walking, he saw one person sleeping on the ground with his hand under his cheek. He says, I don't need a pillow. This man is sleeping without a pillow. He took the pillow, he gave it away. He went a little further. He saw some water. And he saw one person is putting his hand in the water and he's pulling out water and he's drinking. So he says, I don't need a cup. What am I going to do with the cup? So he took his cup and he gave it away. Now he's left with the rope and he's left with the bucket. He comes to a certain place, he sits down. There's a well in front of him. So he looks at the well. All the buck in the area, they come to the well. And they want water. The water was right down. So the buck, they look up. And after looking up, the water comes up. So they drink their water and they go away. Now Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullahi is thirsty. He also wants to drink water. So he comes to the well. When he comes to the well, the water goes down. So he says, Ya Allah, what is this? What is my value? The buck are much more superior than me. For the buck you brought the water up. For me the water went down. Allah Ta'ala says, don't evaluate yourself by this. He says that these buck, they didn't have a string and a bucket still left by them. You had a string and you still had a bucket. You can pull out your water. But they put their total reliance on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But obviously this is not for us. These are people that are very, very high. But what I was explaining is, look at that simplicity. He took few items and he went this. And what enjoyment they led their lives. And what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala had given them in the ibadat. So we find that a person that becomes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lah. A person that becomes Allah's, Allah will become his. So this is actually what is tasawwuf. That a person, he gives up the disobedience of Allah. He becomes the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the wealth and all the riches and all the glitter and glamour of dunya will mean nothing to him. He's got his connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera, that the earth is also mine, the heavens are also mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Wallah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. All the wealth that we have is nothing. All the bungalows and all the palaces that we have is nothing. The latest cars that we're driving is nothing. But if a person has Allah, he has got everyone. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala firstly give me the tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.